Network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: UNSA seeks 173 million kwacha for system overhaul. Unemployed Teachers Association of Zambia calls for a quick recruitment. And Gen Z protest for the end of water and power cut in Madagascar. Niger names his squad for Zambia ahead of World Cup qualifier. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Mazabuka Central Police Station has received a report from a concerned member of the public regarding individuals in possession of suspected stolen property. Southern Province Commanding Officer Asensio Daka says the report indicates that persons at Kapufi Compound and Nakambala Market in Mazabuka District were found with repackaged bag of fertilizer in various brands suspected to have obtained unlawfully. Police officers immediately followed up on the report and proceeded to the mentioned locations, where they apprehended Mr. Given Musaka, aged 33, of Kapufi Compound. Mr. Daka says Musaka admitted to purchasing unbranded fertilizer from Lusaka West at 150 kwacha per bag, which he and his associates repackaged using empty United Capital fertilizer bags and other brands. The fertilizer was then resold to farmers at 750 kwacha per bag. 17 repackaged bags labeled United Capital fertilizer were recovered from Mr. Musaka's residence, along with a portable bag closure machine by the police. National Democratic Congress NDC function leader Sawoyi Imboela has disclosed that the process of selecting a presidential candidate for the United Kwacha Alliance, UKA, ahead of 2026 general elections has collapsed and is no more under discussion. Ms. Imboela, who is also a member of the alliance, disclosed that internal talks have stalled, effectively ending efforts to agree on a unified candidate for the 2026 general election. She has further advised political parties within the Tonsi Alliance to foster mutual respect if their group is to endure. The University of Zambia, UNSA, says it requires 173 million kwacha to overhaul its aging sanitation infrastructure, which has become a growing concern for the institute's health and safety standards. Speaking during the Memorandum of Understanding MOU signing ceremony at UNSA Great East Campus in Lusaka with the Bromane Overseas Research and Development Association, BODA, Zambia, UNSA Vice Chancellor Mundia Moya says the university is facing serious challenges linked to outdated sewer systems, offensive tree roots, and deteriorating underground infrastructure. He noted that some of the original constructions materials, including pipes, pose health risks and are no longer suitable for modern use. Professor Moya described the MOU as a milestone in UNSA's journey towards innovation, sustainability and community transformation.
Our sewer system is now aged and has outlived its design life, and the signs are all over. To restore functionality and meet the demands of our growing population, the university urgently needs around 173 million kwacha to overhaul the entire sewer and sanitation system. This is not just an infrastructure concern, but a public health and sustainability imperative.
Meanwhile, the Bromane Overseas Research and Development Association, BODA Zambia, Country Director Amanda Mulagahani has expressed satisfaction with the strategic partnership with the University of Zambia aimed at tackling the country's sanitation challenges through research, innovation and capacity building.
Today's MOU signing marks the beginning of a partnership that seeks to support evidence-based solutions to one of Zambia's most pressing challenges, sanitation. We are here not only to put signatures on a document, but to affirm a shared commitment to enhancing research, innovation, and capacity strengthening in the sanitation sector for more sustainable, decentralized sanitation systems in Zambia.
The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEST, has expressed concern over the noticeable absence of youths in the recent appointment technical committee tasked with constitutional reforms. ZEST Executive Director Clarence Monde Muziamba says as a think tank organization focused on entrepreneurship, environment, governance and empowerment, believes that the inclusion of young people is crucial for the development of a sustainable and forward-looking constitutional framework. He says the exclusion of youths from the critical process undermines the potential for a constitutional that truly reflects the aspiration of all Zambians. He states that young people, representing a significant portion of the population, their perspective and ideas are essential for crafting a legal framework that can stand the test of time. And that a constitution that fails to incorporate with views of the youth risks becoming outdated, leading to unnecessary political disputes and frequent amendments. Kachibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has assured dedicated teachers in Kachibia and across the country to stand with them in addressing the challenges they are facing. Mr. Sunday says, as Member of Parliament, he will continue to raise teachers' concerns with government, including matters of NAPSA lump sums, payment, confirmation, rural and hardship allowances, as well as the pressing issues of payslips-based loans, which for many teachers have resulted in deep indebtedness. He says the services and sacrifices in shaping the future of the nation through education cannot go unnoticed, and that he will continue to push for fair treatment, improved condition of service, debt relief measures, and the respect that teachers truly deserve.
To all our dedicated teachers in Kanchiri and across the country, I wish to assure you that you are not alone. I stand with you in your challenges and in your aspirations. As long as I remain your Member of Parliament, I'll continue to raise your concerns with government, including matters of NAPSA lump sum payments, confirmations, rural and hardship allowances, as well as pressing issue of payslip-based loans, which for many teachers have resulted in deep indebtedness. Your service and sacrifice in shaping the future of our nation through education cannot go unnoticed. Together we shall continue to push for fair treatment, improved conditions of service, debt relief measures, and the respect that our teachers truly deserve.
And some teachers have expressed happiness over the day themed on empowering educators, strengthening resilience, and building sustainability. More details in the following report by Faith Zuru.
It is yet another time of the year when teachers across the country have gathered to commemorate World Teachers' Day. As teachers celebrate this day, they have expressed happiness for the recognition, empowerment and motivation that comes with the occasion. Here is what some of them have to say.
So as a teacher, we celebrate the art of teaching, the joy of mentoring and the impact we have in shaping the young one's mind. So, on this day, I feel honored to be part of the noble profession. And the profession I'm talking about is actually teaching profession. Okay, so, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity that I have to inspire, to motivate, and also to guide the students. As you know, teachers are models. We are the models. So, we shape, we inspire, as well as motivate and guide our learners as we teach.
Meanwhile, some of the teachers have highlighted the need for government and stakeholders to address key challenges in the education sector to improve service delivery.
As you may be aware, teachers in public schools, they face a lot of challenges, as well as teachers in private schools, they face a lot of challenges. Let me give you an example, like teachers in public schools or government schools, you may find that classes are overcrowded. There are many pupils in there, which we call pupil deterioration. Though the government is doing the commendable job to alleviate that through massive recruitment that is happening every year. For that, as you touch, we are saying that's a recommendable job. But again, on the recruitment part, we are asking government if they can come up with other method of recruiting other than the database issue. Because in database, we don't know whom they pick or who are being picked in the database or who are being included in the database. So we are asking government if the coming recruitment, they can just